Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Jonathan. I hope you're having a good Tuesday. I came across this devotional. It's called Breath of Life. And the key scripture reading here is in Job chapter 33 and 4. It goes like this. The Spirit of God had made me, and the breath of the Almighty have given me life. In his book, Life After Heart Surgery, David Brooke recalls his close brush with death. Lying in the hospital bed after his second open heart surgery, he found himself in an incredible pain, unable to draw a full breath, feeling that he was slipping toward eternity. He prayed one last time, trusting God and thanking him for the forgiveness of his sin. Dave was thinking about seeing his dad. He had died several years earlier. When his nurse asked how he was feeling, he replied, "I'm okay now." Explaining he was ready to go to heaven and meet God. "Not on my shift, buddy," she said. Soon the doctor were opening his chest again and removing 2 liters of fluid. That done, David began to recover. It's not unusual for any of us to ponder what it would be like when we face our final moments on earth. But those who die in the Lord have the certainty that they are blessed. You can see that in Revelation 14:13. And their death is precious in the sight of the Lord. You can see that in Psalms 116:15. God fashions our days even before we exist. You can see that in Psalms 39:16. And we exist now only because the breath of the Almighty God gives us life, right? Even, of course, that's Job 33:4, our key verse today. And though we don't know how many breaths we have left, we can rest in the knowledge that He does. You see, God holds our future, guys, in His hands. He gives us every breath. He knows every step we take. And the most important thing that we need to understand today is, when you're a child of God, death is only the beginning. There's so much more waiting for us at the end. Whatever you're going through in this life, it may feel like eternity, but I guarantee you, brothers and sisters, it's not eternity. One day we will not have to suffer the way we suffer and go through the pains that we're going through on this earth and all this chaos around us. So keep that in mind when you're going through something today. That one day we will see Jesus and all will be okay. All is well in our souls. Love you guys. Have a good Tuesday. Bye.